You are listening to EP Culture Beat, the underground source of El Paso, Texas.
Baby, it's Sucio, a.k.a. Cerberus, a.k.a. Thought Boy Supreme, a.k.a. Lesbian Wolverine, a.k.a. Cobija Chan, a.k.a. ex-boyfriend of everybody's mom. Welcoming you back to another episode of EP Culture Beat, your source for the underground in El Paso. This week, we're going to talk to the main men of a brand new festival happening in Aztec, New Mexico at the Tico Time River Resort, May 20th through the 22nd. Please welcome to the show the Space Jaguar himself, Riff, and fellow organizer extraordinaire, Raz.
What up?
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, for being on the show. Please introduce yourselves. I mean, I don't know what you guys are. I try not to throw the names out too much anymore because everybody changes their acronym from now on again.
Yeah, my name is Rostas. It's the homie Chris over here.
You know, before I get into the lovely lineup, before I get into the awesome resort with all the adult amenities, with the, you know, Discovery Zone, like zip line, I want to get back to your guys' origins. How did you guys link up? Where did you guys meet?
Kind of a cool story, man. One of our other homies from the team, our buddy Craig, happens to be friends with Chris from back in the day. And then a friend of ours here in Durango, mutual. He happened to be coming to do like a house party here in town. And we were just in the beginning stages of doing the festival. And he's like, yo, man, you should talk to this cat. And I was like, all right. And like, boom, just happened right from there. Like, you know, just.
So this is within there. The last 2-3 years though?
I don't know,
no,
like
it's
the last
like in January.
Yeah. See, it's just, like, just recent. But I mean, I feel like I've known him forever already.
Yeah. And you're in Durango and Riff is in Santa Fe.
Yep.
How far is that from each other?
About 5 hours.
Yeah.
About four and a half,
yeah.
And you guys linked up at a party? That sounds like the way we usually fucking hang out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Serendipitous, if anything. You know?
Yeah.
You guys barely met. How long did you spend planning this? River of Souls Festival.
Since about a week after that.
That's perfect. That's great.
Yeah, it worked out pretty well. I mean, the idea was already there, and the venue was already procured, so... You know, Raz invited me on board to help out organizing certain genres and certain aspects of the, you know, promoting and getting everything in order, really to combine forces and make it, you know, a really overall all around good event for multi-genre listeners and, you know, also provide a really cool new space and in a new place for people to come check out.
You see, that's what I'm thinking too, is that, you know, I haven't heard of this spot. You know, I know you guys do your thing individually, so it's cool to see you guys come together. So obviously we're in the middle, you know, everybody's barely getting vaccinated. We're doing that. What other obstacles have you gotten into right at the beginning of this festival up to now, just planning it, just creating?
Honestly, it's been surprisingly pretty smooth, man. Like, you know, at first we weren't sure what was going to happen with COVID, but you know, like luckily the place is it's a 10,000 person venue, so you know, and it's our first year, so we're not trying to go huge with it. So 2,000-3,000 people ends up actually being just right in that pocket. You know what I'm saying? And so it's working out really great for us. You know, I mean, we're taking all the guidelines and, you know, and doing, taking all the steps to make sure it's a safe party for everyone. But you know, it's great amount of space for social distancing. So it's really, it's kind of worked out perfectly for us to where, like, you know, we haven't had too many COVID hurdles really. And it's happening right at the end, right at the perfect time where, you know, everybody's ready to jump, ready to do something. We've been blessed to have a great place to allow that to happen. You know,
especially because it's like 64 acres right on the river, right? Like, I mean, I'm looking at the picture. Yeah. I'm looking at the map.
It's huge.
It's absolutely
it's huge and beautiful and amazing.
There's like hiking and zip
lining. It's all outdoor. Yeah, it's all outdoor. There's no enclosed areas or no enclosed spaces. So there's plenty of room for everybody to, you know, keep at a safe distance and do your own thing. And like he said, we're not going to oversell it. We're going to keep it small and special, especially for the first year, and just kind of see how it works out and work out the kinks and, you know, see what we can do in the future as well.
Just for people in my vicinity, if you want to get here, all you got to do is drive up to Albuquerque and you got to make a left, like Bugs Bunny says. So, you know, you got to make a left at Albuquerque and you're almost there.
Take 550 straight up. You can't miss it.
You can't miss
it. Yeah, we're right on 550, so you cannot miss it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm looking mad forward to it. So you guys said that you guys split up the genres between each other. Like, so who's doing what genre? Because I really want to get a little breakdown of that, because this is what I know about New Mexico. They love house, they love techno, they love bass, they love a little bit of ghetto tech. Like, they love a little bit of everything. So that must be difficult on your guys' behalf, because you guys have to appease everyone. A lot of educated voices over there. So who's in charge of the techno?
That'd be me.
Yes.
Roz, you know, especially wanted me to help out with the house and techno side of it, because he comes from a D&B, like, bassier garage background. So he's got, you know, he's real familiar with that scene, and, you know, he's plugged into that, and vice versa for me with house and techno scenes doing parties in New Mexico.
So you're doing that half. Who are you looking forward to out of the main people you're going to bring? And then I'm going to ask subsequently the other gentleman.
Of course. I mean, Tennis is a huge, huge influence for me. And I mean, everything that guy touches is gold. He's a wizard, you know, among artists out there. He's always pushing it and doing it differently, creating new, amazing stuff. And Tara too, she's been blown up recently a lot and getting a lot of recognition. And she's a great artist, great DJ, great producer. I think her and him are a really great fit together, and they vibe really well. So that was a really cool move, and I'm looking really forward to that. But also, there's a lot of OGs that we've put on, local cats from Colorado, New Mexico, even El Paso, that we put on this lineup, you know, to draw those communities together and just combine forces and make it like a really cool festival for the homies, you know, for all the people that have been doing music out here for a very long time. And, you know, it's just a really great culmination of all of that. Getting able to get all those guys on the roster is going to be really cool. So I'm really looking forward to a lot of people on this lineup, and we've only announced phase one. So phase two coming out, there's going to be some cool cats that you'll see on there for sure.
I think by the time this comes out, you'll probably be phase three already, just because we want to hit you right at the beginnings of it.
But yeah, I mean, phase two will be our final one. That'll have the complete lineup from Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night for both stages.
Oh, three days. I forgot about that. I got to loosen my backup.
Yeah, that's right.
And, yeah, you have to stretch a little bit.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And Papa Razdas, what are you looking forward to, baby? I mean, it's your baby right now.
I mean, it's our baby, man. I would be nothing without my team. I've got the most solid team I could possibly ever have around me, and none of this would be without my team. You know what I mean? So totally. Praise to that first and foremost. But for me, man, I'm really, you know, obviously I'm really, really excited about my headliner, The Whittler, man. Like, you know, he's been a homie since way back in the day, back in the Dubstep FM days. He got me my show way back. So, you know, I've been trying to put him on shows out here for a long time, and it's always kind of just slipped away. So that was the first thing I did, is make sure to get him. And then I got the homie Microdot. He's coming out of St. Louis. And he's kind of coming big into the scene. Like, he's just released with his new label. So he's really blowing up. So it's going to complement that headliner really good. They're going to be really good together. And we got a local duo called Paramedic, which is a combo of the Monongahela and Cyrilius. And those two make like a really, really cool, like deep side dub kind of like etheric music. And I'm going to have them right at the sunset on the main stage. And that's going to really transition over from like the daytime into the crazy visual stage we're gonna have set up and fire spinners and such all at once.
I knew you guys were gonna do it big like that. Break me down some of the attractions you're gonna bring just so my people in Radioland want to go.
Again, you know, we got like just the venue itself has amazing attractions. Like they got zip lines, they got a 130-foot water slide that goes like that. You can go down on a tube. Really awesome. They got an 18-hole frisbee golf course there. We got three ponds with full beaches with paddle boards. We got a river going through the middle. We got two water slides with ramps on the ends of them to shoot you into the water. And I mean, we're going to have, I mean, we don't want to give away too much of the cool stuff that we're about to drop. We got a bunch of cool little secret things that we're going to be doing for the kiddos because it's a family-friendly festival as well.
All right.
Yeah, man. They got a dog park there. You know, I mean, I'm never a huge advocate for people bringing their dogs because you never know how a dog's going to feel about really loud music. That's just my personal opinion. We will not turn them away. You know, like the RVs is a great attraction, too. I mean, being able to have your glamping going on, that's an amazing thing. You know what I mean?
I was going to ask that. Like, you could camp there, right? You could just get your whole setup there.
Yeah, we're going to have regular camping, car camping, and RV as well. Gives options for everybody there. And on the main stage, we're planning on doing some kind of pyrotechnic things, like little things like that. We're definitely planning some fireworks. We got some big things that we're planning, and you know, big fan of underselling and over delivering, you know what I mean? So
don't be humble.
I want everybody to come and be surprised and
get overwhelmed. Time, you know? Yeah. Well, on a technical aspect, what type of equipment are you guys bringing? Because I mean, you're being outside, you're in the middle of nowhere. I'm sure that's a whole nother set of things that you got to think about. Like, what are you guys bringing in? This is for my audiophiles. You know, I got my sound heads in here that love all that.
Yeah, we're actually really excited about that, dude. Right, Chris? We got one of the like mainstay homies from New Mexico from Aesthesis Sound, Corey Pyatt. He's bringing out his whole KV2 rig. And then we have the Durango local sound company called Unified Mountain Sounds, and they provide Hennessy sound. And then we'll be doing basically like a hybrid rig with on the main stage with a full KV2. Which KV2 is he using, Chris?
It's a VHD. The VHD, yeah. KV2. It's the same one that he used on the 747 at Burning Man, last Burning Man.
Yeah, I think I remember that. Actually.
Beautiful rig. And then the Hennessy guys are going to do a hybrid combo with their Battle Axe subs. So it'll be VHD and then the Hennessy Battle Axes. So that main stage is going to have some beef to it for sure.
That river is going to be a moving. Serious hybrid. I'm really excited to hear it and really looking forward to it.
I want to feel it in the water.
Oh, yeah.
I think you will. I think you'll feel it at the highway.
And then on the secondary stage, we're having the Aesthesis stage, which is being curated by Corey and his team. And they're going to have the KV2 SL system on there. That system is such a nice package. It's going to be perfect for the second venue. It's just so clean and it hits so well. And it's a really nice attribution to the
I had to throw out there because you know the bass heads love it. They're like, oh, what equipment are you bringing, Bo? Because if it's not above whatever, you know, hertz, I'm not gonna go out. So I think you satisfied them.
It's gonna be more than enough for sure. Definitely.
I know you guys are gonna kill it. Now the overall vibe, because you guys are obviously trying to undersell, but what is your overall vibe? What are you trying to put out there, to convey, to emulate, if you will?
I feel like we're really trying to put something on the map for the Four Corners area of like New Mexico and Colorado, man. Like there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of stuff in Telluride. There's a lot of stuff in Albuquerque. There's not a lot of things going on in that little part of the Four Corners area. But it's beautiful. And it's an amazingly beautiful area to be, especially that time of year. It's like amazing weather. View is beautiful. And being right on the Animas River and that venue, it's like, it's something that needs to happen, I think. How do you feel, Chris?
Yeah, like you were saying, there's really not much going on in that little area in that region. And it's cool because I hope what we hope for is to get everybody from Utah, Arizona, Colorado, New Mexico, you know, even Texas, even El Paso, you guys out there, you know, I know there's people coming from LA. I mean, it's caught wind. I mean, I got people come flying in from New York and San Francisco.
Yeah, man, we got people coming back east for sure.
People coming from all over for this thing. So, I mean, it's definitely getting out there, but it's really cool to showcase that part of the state.
There's so much talent out here.
It's, yeah, that alone. And also like you were saying, I mean, it's just such an amazing venue, and it's going to be great to set like a really cool, you know, loungy outdoor vibe and provide a lot more than just like music and vendors and stuff. There's so much stuff to do there. It'd be hard to do it all in 3 days alone. So,
you know, I always tell people, hey man, come with me when I go up to New Mexico, because those parties are different. They're some of the best in the world. You know, it doesn't matter whether I'm going Santa Fe, whether I'm going Albuquerque, whether I'm going way more up north or way more to the west. It's just, the vibes are always different. For somebody from El Paso who doesn't understand that, because I feel El Paso is, we're old techno heads. You know, we're old school techno heads or old school house gangsters. But you go up there and you realize that people know how to play multiple genres. People know how to play multiple crowds. Like, you know, what is the main point of conjecture that you're going to have when it comes to the music? Because I think the music brings everyone together. The music is so much about like the flow and the tide and the ebb that you put them in that environment and they're just blown away.
I want to say to those people that may only experience mostly techno and house and stuff, come out here and check out some of this music, man. A lot of these people are playing their original bass music that they make, and they make really cool, like really good psychedelic, really good bass heavy, really good audiophile stuff. It's very, very refined sound, and like, you know, and they all are very, very passionate about what they do. So, I mean, and there's so much talent. Like, you know, like you might meet a kid that comes out to play his first set and will blow your mind. You know what I mean? There's a lot of talent out in this part of the country here. And so, you know, I mean, I can promise that you might come here. No, you will come here and find something you've never heard before. And it will probably change your view on the way that you think about the music that you listen to, you know. And I hope that'll be the case, but I'm nearly positive that'll be the case for the people that are coming to hear stuff they've never heard before, for sure.
At this point in your guys' career, and you guys are bringing shows, what is your funnest event that you've had throughout the last 15, 20 years that you guys have been throwing shows?
Man, there's been so many. I don't know.
There's a lot.
Man, you mean just out here in this part of the country or in my life?
Wherever you want, baby, whatever you're feeling.
Jeez, man. I don't know, man. I can remember like 2001 seeing Rabbit in the Moon in Boston. That was pretty epic. And it was like, and then Monk opened for them and Dillinger played after them and Lemon D. And that was probably one of the best shows I've ever been, you know. And, you know, I mean, and even like going way, way back to like the Limelight days, like when I used to first start a party and first ever started DJing, getting to play at the Limelight as a DJ was probably one of, still to this day, one of the pinnacles of my entire life, I guess, would be, you know, that was back in like, you know, 1999, 2000, way back, you know. Yeah. So, you know, so there's been a lot of really fun times, man. And I feel like I'm selling short. Anybody that knows me is hearing this possibly would be like, man, what about that time? But, I mean, I hate to.
In the comments, put below the better times that you had. I mean, some of the times I feel like I don't even remember half of the stuff I've been to because, you know, we work and we do all these things. Somebody brings it up and tells you, hey, man, you remember, you know, that dude hanging off of the rafters? Like, I was the guy hanging off the rafters. Like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't remember that at all because I was there.
Yeah.
What about you, Papa Riff? Like, what's your favorite?
Man, there's so many. Being in Santa Fe and getting to help do a music series at Meow Wolf over the last 3 years has been pretty fun, and bringing out some talent that probably never could have done unless we had that amazing platform to do it. But one that always definitely is probably my favorite was when one of our first shows we ever did there was DJ Tennis. And just the vibe, I will never forget. Like, one of the main parties I always love and try to emulate would be like this vibe that you get at the old Miami parties that they used to have in Detroit. That outdoor, open air, just hangout you know, vibe is just something that's so easy and flowy and so nice. And, you know, at this space that we're doing this at, there's so much room for that. And on the aesthesis stage, it's going to be really loungy and like an oasis kind of vibe.
Chilling at the beach in the middle of the desert. It's going to be awesome. It's going
to be dope. I'm already feeling it. I'm already feeling the sun. I'm already feeling the sand right now.
There's also rafting. I mean, they take you up 4 miles up the river and put you in the water. And then the let out is right there on the grounds where the venue's at, where the festival is.
I think I met you at the tennis show. I think that's where I met you, and now I remember that.
Like, I think so. I think it was.
Federici was there, and I remember talking. Anyways, but yeah.
Yep.
Shout out, Papa Federici, for that. But yeah, you know, I always try to play you guys up so much because some of the best times I've ever had is up there. You know, when I was a kid, my cousin would take me up to shows, and I remember just the exchange of cultures. People would exchange vinyls, people would exchange music that they couldn't get over here, down there, up there. And, you know, things like this are amazing. You know, I really appreciate you guys doing something like this, because I do appreciate when all the scenes come together. It's so difficult to do. It's so difficult.
Yeah, for sure. But I think, I mean, we've kind of curated a really cool group of artists that are about the music and not about the drama bullshit. And they're all excited.
That was the guidelines for this whole thing.
I know, no diva drama bullshit. That's pretty much that was our only rule.
We're not playing that.
I think I read that on the Instagram. It's like no divas bullshit. Like, okay, cool. I'm gonna fucking go this way for sure.
Totally. Yeah, but you know, everyone on board is just super stoked about this new opportunity and a place for them to showcase their love and their music for people and to turn some heads. And, you know, everyone's willing to pitch in. And that's, I think, what's really been making this such a smooth thing. I mean, of course, we're still a couple months out. And, you know, when it gets close to showtime, you know,
it gets crunchy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know, once it's show day, it's just fucking chaos the entire time. So, hopefully, we'll be able to cover our ends to at least enjoy some time, you know, and get to enjoy the effort and the work. But I think the cool thing is we've got so many cool people pitching in and wanting to help. So it's definitely making things run a lot smoother, and I hope it just continues that way.
And if anybody of those people are listening to this, thank you all so much for doing everything you do. It's made it so much smoother for us, and the work is still there, but they made it so easy and cohesive. It's been a fucking blessing, man. Yeah, really.
What is the one moment that you look forward to in a show you throw at? What is that pinnacle time? What is that peak moment in the show you threw?
There are those moments where, like, you do get a second to stop and look at the crowd, and you see how, you know, in tune everyone is, and they're all like kind of floating on the same level, and that vibe is just so thick, you know, you can just feel the room just buzzing. And, you know, that moment when people are just like got this huge shit eating grin on their face and they're super stoked and happy, like, you know, and they're just looking at each other with just in awe, or looking at the artist or the stage and just being like, what the fuck are they playing right now, just blown away. Like, that for me, it's definitely the moment where you can sit back,
man,
and hell yeah, we, you know, we help do this, we help get people to forget about
having an experience after all this time.
Yeah,
that's what I think. That's what's going to be for me, man. I think there's going to be a point where me and Chris are going to be like standing up on top of the tower or standing up on top of one of the high points and just like being like, yeah, bud, we just did this. Like, fuck yeah, bud. You know, and just get to sit there with champagne glass and friggin' be stoked about it. You know what I'm saying?
You're doing the Gandalf on the mountainside, baby.
That's right. Yep.
So I think something like that, you know, it's going to be like that moment where you just get to actually, like you said, take a breath and just kind of stop for a second and, whoa, okay, let me just chill for a second. Whoa, take it all in. You know, like,
you guys answered everything I was going to ask before I even had to ask it. I want to thank you guys so much for being on the show. I'm super looking forward to going. I'm super looking forward to bringing people up there. Now, please give us your social medias. Please give us your shout outs. Please give us your numbers. You know, we're talking about Tico Time River Resort, Aztec, New Mexico, River of Souls Festival, May 20th. Give them the ads, please.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy to find. I mean, Tico Time, it's not hard. You plug it into your maps and it'll take you there. It's just right off 550, about only a couple minutes south of the border between Colorado and New Mexico on 550.
Yeah, it's like a couple thousand feet before the border.
From the border. It's right there. So, I mean, you just head up 550, you can't miss it. And you can follow us on Instagram. We have River of Souls Music Festival on Instagram. We also go ahead and follow Tico Time River Resort on Instagram and Facebook as well. We're on both of those platforms. And our event pages are on there, so you can stay in tune with everything. You can follow and see updates on the event on our event page. Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to the team, everyone involved that's helping make this possible.
Especially massive
Robert,
respect.
The owner of Tico Time. I mean, the guy's
maximum respect to Robert.
I mean, he just been awesome. James. And most importantly, like all the fans and like all the people that are willing to come and check out this show. And
yeah.
Put some trust in us and come make it a successful event.
Yeah, maximum respect to everybody on the team that's involved. Maximum respect to you for having us.
Absolutely.
You know, like, and like again, maximum respect to the Tico Time crew, like, and everybody there doing busting their asses to build that infrastructure and make everything there for us. Maximum respect to our homie Tree Nut Willie. That's going to do some amazing installations. I can't wait for you guys to see that.
Some cool tree nets everywhere.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for y'all to see that. That's some wild stuff that most people haven't gotten to experience. It's going to be really cool. And I want to say to everybody, make sure, you know, if you want to bring your kids out, it's going to be kid friendly and you're able to do that. So don't feel like you can't come because you can't leave the kids at home. So you can bring them and we're going to have stuff for them to do. Like, you know what I mean?
We'll have workshops for the kids, you know, where they can play and build crafts and stuff like that. One of our vendors, actually, she, you know, has her background in childcare. And so they're going to be hosting workshops, you know,
we'll be doing yoga stuff.
There's going to be all kinds of cool stuff for kids to do as well.
Early bird passes available now, right?
Yep, just for a little bit longer. So get them while you can.
Get them while you can right now, especially because this episode is going to come out soon. Thank you guys so much. On behalf of EP Culture Beat, on behalf of El Paso, thank you guys. River of Souls Festival, May 20th, y'all. Aztec, New Mexico. Make sure you get in now. Stay sweet, don't change. Love, Sucio, baby.
Thank you.
Maximum respect.